A very good Sunday morning. I'm Jeff Martin. In our ongoing effort in supporting our veterans here at Easy 93.1, we've teamed up with Mission United, a branch of United Way in Broward and Miami-Dade, providing services for veterans. Mission United helps with legal assistance, education, financial services, health and housing support, and provides mentorship to veterans. And a big part of the mission is employment services, and vets can learn targeted networking, resume writing, interviewing skills, and get the skills they need to succeed in the civilian workforce. And Mission United also helps employers discover the value of hiring veterans and connects veterans with job opportunities. And each month, we're very proud to feature a veteran in need of employment, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to welcome veteran Norman E. Davis. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for your service. Most appreciated.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your service experience.
I went in July 27th, 2004, United States Navy. I was an engineer. My rate and rank was a GSM-3. I was in for 8 years, like I said, from July 2004 to January 2012. Worked on the LM-2500 General Electric jet engine propulsion for the ships. And then 3 years later, I was in Little Creek, Virginia, working on the LCACs, pretty much hovercrafts, big giant ones. I was working on the Rolls-Royce ETF and TF-40 Bravo engines for those. Also worked on the propellers, worked on the fans and everything else that actually helped create the air to lift the hovercrafts up and carry the weight. In between there, I did security. I was part of the security reaction force on the ships, first response on our actual compound, various places doing gate duty for any time we pulled into another country or anything like that to keep our pier secure. And, you know, just various other things. I had my hands in a little bit of everything to try to learn as much as I could.
Well, that's certainly quite a resume. I'd hire you right off the bat right now. And what are some of the challenges you've experienced transferring over to civilian life?
Well, the biggest thing for me, Jeff, is the camaraderie that I miss. It's not the same as it was in the military as it was here, you know, in the civilian world. For there, it was like a family when you joined because, you know, you joined and dedicated your life, you know, and as I say, you wrote that blank check for the country. So we all had something instantly in common. Here in the civilian life, it's different, especially joining the workforce. It's more, you know, every man for himself. It's also the communication, you know, the military lingo and things like that I'm used to. I'm not used to everyone looking at me like I have a third eye or something like that when I, you know, use certain verbiage. So it's definitely a lifestyle change in every aspect of it.
And what type of work are you doing now?
Right now, I just do odd jobs. I also do armed security for special events and things like that. And trying to finish up school to get my bachelor's degree also in marine management. So, you know, that's something else I'm working forward to.
So what are some of the advantages of an employer hiring a veteran?
Well, the biggest advantage is that, you know, you have someone that's going to be there. You set a time and date. Something needs to get done. It will be done. You say, for instance, you have to be at work at 09 or even if it's 08:45, you know, the veteran's going to be there on time. And for us, on time is late, so we'll be there 50 minutes early.
Wow, that's quite impressive. And what are some of your best skills?
Some of my best skills is communications. It's very pertinent for me to be able to know how to speak and how to communicate with others from different backgrounds, different areas. And that's one thing, especially being in the Navy, you know, you learn to do that when you're deployed and you pull into other ports and other countries. You learn how to be patient and to learn and respect other people's differences. So I'd have to say that that's definitely one of my biggest attributes is my personality and also being known to know how to lead and how to follow. There's a certain time for everything. Sometimes you need to listen to somebody else and actually follow their lead. And sometimes you have to get people to follow your lead, whatever it takes to get the mission accomplished. Same thing in the civilian world.
And military folks are well-versed and self-starters, definitely.
Yes. Definitely. We have a goal, we make a plan, and we execute. There's pretty much no other way around it.
So you have to be a leader.
Yes, but you also have to know how to follow also. You can't have everyone leading. It doesn't work that way. So you have to know how to follow also. You lead when time is necessary. You follow when it's necessary. You have to know both. You can't just know one or the other.
It definitely, military skills transfer over into a civilian job. Any employer would really benefit by hiring someone who has been in the military.
That is absolutely correct. I couldn't agree more.
And what type of work are you looking for in what field?
Well, I know this is going to kind of go opposite of what I just said, but this type of job I'm looking for, I don't have a specific genre or specific set job that I want, but I do have criteria that I would like to have because, you know, they say if you enjoy your work, you don't work a day in your life. And the biggest things for me, I like being challenged. I like new things. I like just not knowing what's going to happen when I go to work, you know, whether it's dealing with customer service on the phone, whether it's dealing with security, whether it's doing maintenance, anything. I like new challenges. I like to be always challenged because it keeps my mind focused and it keeps me having goals and brings back the military training and keeps it there. And also, like anything else, you don't get bored at work. If you're not bored at work, you enjoy it.
And you can challenge yourself, and your education will help. That bachelor's degree will be in marine business?
Marine engineering business. It's marine because I was in the Navy, so a lot of things that I dealt with was dealing with boats and things like that. But it's also on the management side for the business, running offices, transactions, accounts. It's a lot more than just going in and working on the engine. There's a lot of schooling with that. I mean, I had to take classes on philosophy, which actually really honestly was really cool. But yeah, it's very, it's not just one thing. It literally gives you all aspects.
Well, it sounds like you've certainly got the experience and you've got the drive and you've got the skills. I know you've been working with Mission United. How has Mission United helped you and helped veterans get employment?
I know from my personal experience that about 4 years ago, I went to Mission United originally and was able to be placed working for AutoNation Direct, which is in Fort Lauderdale. It's their corporate office. And I had the pleasure of working there with one of the best bosses that I've learned a lot from, which was Addison Berkles, great guy. He still works there. He's actually up in, he's way up there in management now. That was one of the greatest opportunities. And also working for Best Buy, I worked there for 2 years, which was absolutely great. All that was possible because of Mission United. You know, they do what they can to help you from, you know, the resumes, interviews, how to dress. And they also help you with all aspects of your life that they can help you with. And they're not just like a call center. You actually get to know the person you're working with to get the position. And they work with you also. The person I deal with, Ryan, he is great. I can call him on a cell phone, text him. I can call him in the office. Anytime I need him, he's there helping out. Like, he's continuously helping me out to try to find a position for me that works. You know, he's very dedicated.
Well, that's a great endorsement. And thank you for joining me here this morning. Most appreciated. And thank you for your time. And thank you for your service.
Again, thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate this. I really hope this helps not only myself, but other fellow veterans, too. I really appreciate the service you're doing for us as well.
Thank you so much. And if you're a veteran looking for employment, you can contact Mission United Broward or Mission United Miami-Dade, a division of the United Way. And you can find all the information on our website at easy93.com under Veteran Services. I'm Jeff Martin. Thank you for joining me and have a great morning.